And we had an agent in London called Global Television, and we asked their advice, and they said, I think I'd go into the children's field, it's the best market. And so we decided to do a children's series. And then we were sitting on a veranda one night, I think it was Lee Robinson, at any rate, he had the most to do with Skippy, because I was still with Williamson, so came up with the idea of a children's series about a kangaroo. And I know Lee thought of the name Skippy, and we decided to make this. And we made a pilot in 1966, in October. And from there, we took this pilot around the world, Bob Austin and myself, and we got some interest in America in it. And we did in England too, because they asked us, and then we decided to go into production. We started early in 67, and we formed, that was when we formed Fauna. And that was the beginnings of Fauna. And the original, we did co-opt a few other people. I think there were about seven of us on the original board of Fauna. There was another solicitor called Thompson. Our accountant we co-opted as a secretary of the company, Keith Pritchard. And well, that was the beginnings of Fauna.
Did you have very much to do with the developing the format for Skippy for that pilot?
I suppose so, yes. We talked it over, you know. But Lee Robinson really, I was still in Melbourne, you see. He was in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't here when in Sydney when the pilot was made. Mm-hmm. Lee did all of that. And most of the credit for the whole beginnings of Skippy are due to Lee Robinson, as I say in my book. And he produced and directed the pilot film. Mm-hmm. And it was after that that I really came into the picture, because I moved to Sydney soon after. Mm-hmm. And as I say, Bob and I took the film abroad. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of, I became executive producer of the thing. And Lee was the producer of it, and then Joy Cavill joined us later as associate producer. And we started rolling early in 67. By that time I was in Sydney, I'd moved mm-hmm. from Melbourne to Sydney. Mm-hmm. And we started in earnest in making these things. Mm-hmm. But there are enormous difficulties. Government, they gave us lands department, they gave us permissive occupancy of 37 acres, which we still have in Duffy's Forest. Mm-hmm. It's called the Waratah Park now, the home of Skippy, and it's open to the public. It's a sort of a recreation park now, which we still run. So that was a big help, but you know, there were no roads. Lee and I were making a road with pick and shovel. We did a deal with Packer mm-hmm. In here, Australia, for the Nine Network. And he's very good to deal with, Packer, as I say in the book, because unlike a committee, his word was that. And you know, he was a pretty rough and ready fellow, as you know, but he said he just saw half of one episode, and he said, right, I'll buy it. How many? Mm-hmm. Is that sort of a fellow, you know? Mm-hmm. So a handshake, and he was very good to us, because we did Skippy without any assistance, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were costing about 15,000-16,000 a half hour, a lot of money to find privately between mm-hmm. the seven of us. And, you know, we were in dire straits for cash flow at times because we went on making them. And he did advance money on payment, Packer. He was very good. And he was kept us going, as a matter of fact. We got rebuffed in America. We went back with three or four under our arm again on a second trip. You know what it's like there. And they said we couldn't understand the accent and everything. And we felt like cutting our throats, having by then made about 12 of these things. You see, picked out three or four takes to America, finished ones, you know. And in England was better. They did accept them then. We sold them, the original ones, what was then the ABC circuit, Global, have always been our good friends. They mm-hmm. sold those. And then we started selling European countries, and the thing caught on. And of course, you know the rest of it, it caught on very well. And mm-hmm. I don't know how many countries in the end, but it's well over 60 that we mm-hmm. sold it. Mm-hmm. We sold nearly everything in Europe. We sold in every country in Europe. We've recently, in the last 3 years, sold Russia. Skippy's on in Moscow. One country stood out, Sweden I don't think has taken Skippy, every other country in Europe has. Mm-hmm.